everybody. It's Lewis, the Laser Guy with National Laser Institute, exploring medical aesthetic journeys of graduates of National Laser, where they came from, what they're up to. I'm here with Catalina, or Cat, who lives in Texas. Odessa, Texas. Were you born and raised there?
Yes, I was.
Right on. And you look like a baby. You look so young. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You are pretty darn young. Very cool. So how did I stumble across you? Did you take an injection class in Dallas? What was it?
Yes, I took, I believe it was the week and a half course that you offer in Dallas for aesthetics.
Okay, so you
aesthetics
did like a
nine-day
injection course in Dallas. And were you like a brand new nurse when you took the course, or how long were you in the a nurse for?
I believe I was going on 3 years already.
Okay, so you started nursing young. What age did you become a nurse?
I became a nurse whenever I was 17.
Wow, and when you graduated from nursing school, what kind of jobs were you having?
I went straight into hospice and oncology.
So cancer and people that are at their last legs of life.
Yes.
Wow. And what made you wake up one day and think, hey, what about cosmetic nursing? What about cosmetic medicine? What about injections and technology? What made you even think that?
I did make the move to Dallas to take some classes. And I was like, you know what? This is like the perfect time to actually explore this field.
Right.
Because, of course, Dallas is known for the aesthetics industry. So that is where I fell upon your NLI, which I absolutely loved.
Right. And how was the experience at NLI? Tell me about it.
It was such a positive experience. I believe that. Well, I'm a strong believer that one-on-one training is so important, especially whenever it comes in this industry.
Sure.
And that is exactly what I got. I was in a room with, I believe, three or four people, which was amazing because not only was I able to make new friends in the field, but
right.
I was always also able to keep in touch with my instructors throughout my career, which has helped a lot. So it was very personal to me, which is what I enjoyed most.
Right. And was it scary? Like the first person injected at National Laser, that first needle in the face, were you like nervous? Or what were you thinking?
Yes, I was terrified. I honestly felt like I was going to pass out because I felt like I was shaking whenever I was like this close to them. And I was just like, breathe, breathe. But it was amazing. My instructors helped me. They walked me through it. And that is really what I needed because I feel like whenever it comes to someone's face, the last thing you want to do is mess it up.
Yes. And all the hands-on is awesome. I mean, getting all the hands-on practice during training with the coaching right there, all of a sudden you start feeling a lot more comfortable and confident, which is awesome. And I know when you go through like the classroom portion, the didactic, it's, you know, it's a lot of information for anybody. You don't have a needle in your hand, but once you get your needle in your hand, you start injecting people, then it's like, wow, this is cool. This is fun, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you graduated from National Laser Institute. How long ago?
I graduated in 2023, I believe.
Okay, so a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago, and did you start looking for a job while you're doing your nursing stuff, or what was the journey? What was the path after that?
So after that, immediately I applied for a spa here in Odessa because I knew I was going to come back. My family is here.
Was it a med spa or a day spa? Or what kind of spa?
A medical spa.
Okay. Cool.
And I got the job, and I've been working there ever since.
So you got the first job you applied for? Good for you. You won them over, huh?
I sure did. But yeah, I mean, having that people, NLI, you know, certificate helps.
You know, it never hurts. But, you know, a lot of people think that, oh my gosh, you know, how am I going to get a job or start a business when I have no experience? But the bottom line is you walked in there, you had no more experience in training, but people liked you as a person. They say, hey, she seems fun. She seems cool. She's hungry. And we can give you more training, but we can't give you charisma and charm and a nice friendly personality and eye contact. So, you know, people hire people, you know, people hire people. We all can learn the skills. It's just getting out there and, you know, connecting with somebody and them saying, yeah, I'm gonna take a shot at you. And then the rest is history, you know? So how long you been there?
I've been there, well, ever since I've graduated. So going on 2 years, 3 years.
Okay, let's talk about nothing more than fun, passion, not money, just fun, passion. This compared to the hospice nursing, the oncology nursing, which one is just more fun?
Of course, aesthetics.
Well, no, not everybody says that. Not everybody says that, you know, but I wonder what you like, you know? Definitely?
Yeah, I absolutely love my job. It's been life-changing for sure. Whenever I was working in hospice and oncology, it became a very low point in my life. Obviously, I'm surrounded by depressing stuff going on, sad stuff. So it started affecting me. But going into aesthetics, it's helped me not only mentally, but also emotionally, because a lot of my clients have become my friends now. We follow each other, we keep in contact. So it's something that I really love. I love the job I have.
Okay, you said something that kind of struck home with me. So you said that you've become friends with a lot of your clients or patients, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and guess that the oncology patients and the hospital patients, even though it was very rewarding, you took care of them and you were very friendly with them, I doubt you got their phone numbers and kept in touch with them on social media or had a Starbucks. So it was a different type of work friendship, but then it just
Right.
professional, right?
For sure. Obviously, being in a hospital setting, it's completely different than being in a medical spa, right? I mean, you have multiple patients, you're having to be on a time crunch, 12-hour shifts, and then just seeing
So you're
sad
working like
stuff
some late
happen.
nights and weekends and call stuff and crazy hours.
Yeah,
What are your
for
hours
sure.
now? What kind of hours do you work
My
now?
hours, I make my own hours. So if I
Okay,
want to, I'm working probably maybe 2, 3 hours, max 5 hours a day.
cool. But is it more weekdays? Do you work weekends, both? What do you do?
I work weekends every now and then, but mainly weekdays.
Very, very cool. So in hindsight, any regrets? Are you glad that you just 100% solid? I like this path. I'm cool with this.
Yes, I am. I'm very happy with my career. I obviously want to continue advancing my education, but staying in the aesthetics field for sure.
Like forever?
Yes, I love it.
Wow, that's a big statement. Forever's a long time. You're only 20 something.
I'm okay with that.
You know, it's interesting. In the nursing field, I see so many nurses that, you know, they do this, they do that, they jump around. But in the aesthetics field, I hear so many people say what you say. You know, like I meet people from 20 years ago, they're still doing this and they just never leave this industry. Never. It's bizarre. I mean, it's fun. It's cool. I love it, you know?
I love it. I mean, not I've worked multiple fields in the medical field for sure, but no field has honestly brought me the happiness that I have with aesthetics. It's just so much more peaceful and it's rewarding for sure. I'm not saying that my other careers weren't rewarding, but this one really is rewarding because
So
I'm
this
helping people, I mean, that struggle with their appearance or that they're feeling insecure, I'm just bringing them a little bit of more confidence, but making sure they still look like themselves, which is something I love because that was me at one point. And it's
right.
just helping them accept themselves for who they are and love themselves for that as well.
I love that because so many people talk to me, they think I'm in a beauty or an aesthetic business. I go, well, I guess I am in the aesthetic or beauty business, but really I'm in the business of, and you're in the business of building somebody's confidence, building their self-esteem and aesthetics vehicle, and bringing back their youthfulness and making them look fresh and, you know, at their best self, their best version of themselves. Not fake, but just, you know, for example, when somebody has injections in their cheeks, we're not making them look different. I mean, collagen, we lose it every single year. So, you know, when somebody's a little baby, they have these cute little chipmunk cheeks and then they get less and less each year. We put a little volume back. It's natural. We make them look how they looked before. And so then they feel good and happy. So it's a different world, huh? It's just a different
It
world.
really is. And unfortunately, I feel like aesthetics has gotten a bad stigma because a lot of people think that if you're getting stuff done, it's because you want to look fake or you want to look like the Kardashians. And that's absolutely not the truth. I mean,
So you're saying I
aesthetics
do
can
not
look
look like Kim
natural.
Kardashian.
No, you don't.
Is that
You're still handsome, though.
what you're saying? Yeah, this is, yeah. Some people do go overboard. There's some places like, you know, people's lips, you look at them and go, oh my God, they look fake. They're too
Oh,
big. Or,
yeah.
there is, in every industry in the world, people go overboard. But I would say the trend nowadays, luckily, is kind of people want to look natural. They want to look youthful. They just want to look refreshed. You know, they want to wake up and just look good. I guess the best analogy for me is when you get COVID, you feel like shit. You're lying in bed. You put your hair in a bun. You don't put any makeup on. You don't want to see anybody. Somebody FaceTimes you, it's a friend. You don't even turn on the camera. You don't want them to see them. You feel like shit. And then imagine when you're going out on a date or a party or an anniversary thing and you're getting ready and you get your hair done, you put your makeup, you buy a cute outfit, you sit in front of the mirror for a couple hours, you get ready. Then you look at yourself, you go, wow, man, I look good. I feel good. And you're confident
Yeah,
and you're
for
socializing and
sure.
you're dating and you're interviewing for jobs. So like, it's almost like we can give people that youth without all that getting ready stuff. And they just look like that all the time. You know, it's themselves.
Yes,
It's awesome. It's
I love
awesome.
it. That's what a lot of my clients love. They come in for the natural look, and I give that to them, and we're both happy with that.
Yeah, so for all the other nurses out there, whether they're young nurses just graduating like you in your young 20s or nurses that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and they're thinking about this industry. They're thinking about stepping in part-time, side hustle, full-time entrepreneur, but they're nervous, they're scared. Oh my God, a lot of competition out there. What do I do? I don't know if it's going to work out. Like, what words of wisdom would you tell them?
There's always going to be competition. I mean, regardless, wherever you go, there's always going to be competition. There's always going to be someone better than you, but it's always important to realize that you are your own person and you are able to make your own decisions. And it doesn't matter if they're better than you, you can still be better in different ways, if that makes sense. So, I mean, you don't have to be perfect. You're going to still get clientele. You are still capable of being amazing in this field. I mean, because that was something I struggled with too. So I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm young. A lot of people don't trust me because I look young. But when you're amazing, people are going to come back to you and they're going to continue to book you. And then they're going to go to their friends and they're going to be like, she's amazing. Go with her. So just believe in yourself. That's all I can say is believe in yourself, because if you don't, no one else is going to do it for you.
Love that line. Walt Disney says, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can do it. Love it. All right, my dear. So the training at National Leisure Institute, 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being sucked, 5 being pretty good. Give me a number.
I would say 10 if I could go back.
I put you on the spot. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, I appreciate you, my dear. Thanks for catching up and sharing a little about your journey. I'm very proud of you. It's awesome Thank that you're you. Chasing your dream. And you know, I saw an amazing video the other day by the guy who started the wrestling league. I can't remember, Dana, whatever his name, you know, billionaire guy. And he's all, what the fuck are you waiting for? And if you got a dream, if you got a vision, just fucking go for it. You can always go back to your old job. You can always go back to your old job. Just chase that dream and push the insecurities to the side, push the fears aside and go. And I go, okay, yeah, I like that. I like that.
And it's so true. I mean, because time's ticking, and if you don't do it, no one's going to do it for you, and you're just going to be there regretting your life.
I love it. All right, my dear. Well, we'll touch base every 10 years, you know? 32,
Sounds
42,
good.
52, 60. We'll keep the journey going.
Okay, I'll see you in 10 years then.
All right, have a good night. Bye.
Bye.